people look at you today, 20 years later, and they still have no idea what you're about. Tell me in a sentence who you are.
Scar and a jug of wine and a straight razor if you get too close to me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. I can guarantee that most of you guys are binge watching TV shows or having a movie marathon. So here's an episode honoring a living legend and his impeccable and distinctive films and music taste, Quentin Tarantino. His latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, features his fictionalized version of the night members of the Manson family went out looking for blood. But fact is often stranger and scarier than fiction. In all, Manson and his family were convicted of multiple murders, which are best known for the Tate-LaBianca murders. But a little overlooked fact is Manson's relationship with the music industry. Charles Manson had ties to the Beach Boys. The band and the cult leader first crossed paths when the drummer Dennis Wilson picked up and drove home two hitchhikers who just so happened to be a part of Manson's cult. And this is where Dennis and Charlie hit it off. Granted, Charlie was exceptionally skilled at integrating himself with strangers. So Charlie and Dennis hung out, smoked pot, and listened to Charlie's songs. Then, shortly after their first meeting, Manson and the family moved in with Wilson. Mind you, this was all about a year before the murders. And believe it or not, Manson was actually a pretty talented musician. So Manson recorded at the Beach Boys drummer's studio. This is where, on one occasion, Manson pulled a knife on Wilson's producers. Then, in September of 1968, the Beach Boys recorded a slightly altered version of Manson's song, Cease to Exist, which they renamed Never Learn Not to Love. And credit for the track only went to Wilson. And Wilson refused to talk about his ties to the Manson family, even up to his death in 1983 at the age of 39, drowning in the waters off of Marina Del Rey in California. And with all that random trivia out of the way, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy.
for me a woman, but she mighty hard to find. Lord, it's my country cousin, check the hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bitty woman, but she just ain't around.
You're in love with me.
Tarantino's films are not just known for his distinctive style, but he has an ear for music. He hand selects each track in his films from his extensive record collection, and if not from his collection, he spends hours curating and perfecting his soundtrack. And in his latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino did not want to recreate a 1960s radio station. Instead, he had an archivist dig for the real thing, which led Tarantino to listen to 14 hours of recordings of the Los Angeles radio station 93KHJ. And these recordings are of just regular people who decided to put a tape recorder next to the radio. So Tarantino hand-selected songs, DJ intros, outros, and random jingles all from these recordings. And Tarantino is not one to back down once he decides he must have a song in a film, with the exception of the song My Sharona being flat out denied. The man spent $13,000 on one single song, which was the entire budget for the movie soundtrack. And the single song being Stuck in the Middle with You. When Pat Lucas, the woman with the power to say yes or no over at EMI, went to go visit the set, they asked her how much she would charge for the song. Her response was, "What's your music budget?" And after being told what the total budget was, her final price was $13,000. But here's the rest of the soundtrack that you can listen to for free.
upstairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing, you're
together and started talking. Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Everything is all right. He kissed and tell me everything is all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
So I hope this episode sparks a Tarantino marathon, or maybe message me about film and music, because as usual, I only ever scratch the surface. And as always, thank you guys for the love and support. I am beyond humbled. I hope that you're all staying safe and sane out there. So, till next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny.